tomorrow, as former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial gets underway, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer will be a key player. After more than 20 years in the Senate, he's facing one of the trickiest balancing acts of his career. He must manage the ideological divides of a 50-50 Democratic majority, all while running for re-election in his home state of New York. And progressive activists say if Schumer doesn't deliver, he could face a primary challenge. NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis has more.
Shortly after the 2020 election, veteran Senator Chuck Schumer joined with three newly elected progressive House Democrats to echo their call for Joe Biden to cancel up to $50,000 in student debt.
I have spoken to him. I have told him how important it is. He is considering it.
Progressive activist Waleed Shaheed with Justice Democrats, a group that supports progressive candidates in primary elections, took notice.
That's something Senator Schumer has never supported in his entire career.
In recent years, Schumer has aligned more closely with the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, particularly on issues like climate change. While progressive activists support the shift, they're skeptical.
I think what progressives are worried about is that Senator Schumer might be doing a bunch of press conferences in New York talking about his progressive bona fides, but he's not doing much to organize and unite his caucus around those policies.
If progressives in New York are feeling a little bullish these days, it's not without reason. In no other state has the progressive wing mounted as many successful and high-profile primary challenges to incumbents in recent years, delivering victories for progressive stars like freshman Congressman Jamal Bowman and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who progressives view as a possible primary challenger. Veteran Democratic pollster Jeffrey Pollack has worked for New York Democrats, including Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and Governor Andrew Cuomo. He thinks Schumer's risk of a primary challenge is really low.
This is not a guy who has ignored his own politics and brand, particularly as it comes to Democrats across New York State.
But pressure is on the newly Democratic-controlled Washington to deliver on some of the party's most ambitious legislative goals. Here's Maurice Mitchell with the Working Families Party, a liberal New York-based minor political party.
The word of this Congress has to be action, and I think he understands that.
Schumer is a critical player because getting legislation through the Senate is one of the biggest hurdles to getting bills to Biden's desk. It's why progressives want Schumer to change the Senate rules, to scrap the filibuster, to pass all legislation with simple majorities, even though Democrats don't have the votes to do it right now. Here's Waleed Shaheed again.
The issue of the filibuster is in Chuck Schumer's hands, and he'll have to explain to voters in his primary electorate why he did or didn't hand control of the Senate over to Republicans like Mitch McConnell.
Evan Weber is the co-founder of the Sunrise Movement, a liberal climate change advocacy group. He says if Democrats get nothing done, Schumer's political fate will be moot.
Well, this is what I would say to Chuck Schumer. You know, I think if you can't get your agenda done, you're not going to be majority leader anymore. I think if we don't deliver this transformational change for the American people right now, it's very hard to imagine a scenario where Democrats maintain control of the Senate or the House in 2022.
Illinois Senator Dick Durbin is the number two Senate Democrat. He says he's not worried about Schumer's political fortunes.
I think he has a good argument to make that his leadership has really served the values of the Democratic Party, including the progressive wing.
But Durbin says he knows this Democratic Congress has a lot to prove.
Now comes the challenge. Can we enact legislation under these circumstances? I hope we can prove that with his leadership, we can.
Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.